What are some of the creeks and little places around here?
On this side of the river, we don't have but one daggone creek, I don't believe, that's Piney Woods. It runs into the river. Now, on the Oyana and coming in from the north side of the county, you got Merkley and Teachacooney, come through Lee County. And going out through, toward, Larry, you got, Keeley Wall.
You got the Philomena over there, the Philomena
Brook. Yeah, they, all of them got some Indian names. Chickasahatchet Creek is one of them between him and
Palema. Palemia or something. Yeah. Anyway, what would you call, Kinchfoonie's a pretty big.
Yeah, that's a big creek.
Okay, well, what would you call just a little something?
Brook.
Okay.
You have, we call it brooks,
do you have one full on your place?
No, and we have one come through here in the spring of the year. It runs sometimes 2 or 3 months, and again, this last few years, I guess the changing of something or other, the roads or somewhere, something changed. It just run through here maybe 3 days, and then won't run no more, and then after it run again.
Hmm.
It just water, freight, rainwater running off is all it is.
Yeah.
But,
any places out in the woods like that would be a what? Would they have a name for those places?
Well, they call this thing come through here Spring Flat. That's where the railroad got its name from.
Okay.
That Spring Flat branch. But,
I see. It's a branch.
It's a branch, you know. Branch or a brook, or, and it gets to be a creek if it's bigger, you know.
Did, when you were coming up, were there lots of big kind of deep holes, washouts places that you would see?
In some places, this farm me and my wife owned, which she was raised on, had some terrible washes on it. But they had washed out from the time her daddy, well, I think it washed too down when they were there. But they'd washed out in bad shape when we bought it. I cut some trees down around them and piled rocks in them, you know, fill them up and then let the water wash dirt in them and fill them up. Had a lot of them filled up from before we left there. But old gullies and all, you have them cutting this hilly land, and where the water got to go somewhere, and it cuts a gully if it runs in the same place long enough, you know.
Yeah, there's no hilly land from here to the coast, though.
Not real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's,
you got to go back over
one way or the other,
yeah,
from here. But it don't take big hills to make gullies, because that water got to go somewhere, you know. If it ain't level, it's going to run and hunt the lowest places. And that place over there was rolling, but not no hills, but it was rolling land, every bit of it.
I'm sure you know most of the county like the back of your hand.
Well, I used to know this county real good. I knew where the farms was and who owned them, yeah, about all of them. One time I was the chairman of the ASCS committee in this county for 20 some odd years. And I was on that committee for about 29 years. And I knew how much land each farmer had, how many peanuts he had and all about him. I don't read everybody as bad as I am not, but I'm dead going if I ain't forgot most everything I ever did.
Yeah. What about the river? Did it change a lot? I mean, you mentioned there's a swamp on the river.
Oh, I don't believe the river in my lifetime has changed. From what I know, I had cattle on the river over on where Merck is. I had that land leased for 13 years and had cattle over there. And the river made one of the fences. And I was up and down that river a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, up and down, they raise and lower the dam, they can take care of it. If the minor water flows, I don't. If they close the dam down, because the river goes down, if they open real wide, you get a lot of water down it. But